Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Stuff going on. Good show. Happy to be here this week. Not that I'm not happy to be here every week. Welcome back to the session, everybody. Big thanks again to Ralph Olson of Hop Union. You can go to hopunion.com. And then, of course, Ian Ward from Brewer Supply Group. And you can go to brewersupply.com and check that out, too. Good companies that do a lot for the whole industry. So thanks to those guys. Wanted to mention old John Plisse graced us in the studio.
He's been here the whole time, and he's been hanging out. It looks like he might even stay for a while.
Just listening and tuning in.
Just chilling, huh? Yeah. Wanted to check out those all-star guests, did you?
I did. Yeah, I thought it was probably one of your most important shows yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I decided to show up, because it's important, and so am I.
Exactly. Johnny only shows up to the important shows.
Exactly.
He hasn't shown up in over a year.
Yeah. So. Well, that's why John got a vasectomy last week.
Did he?
Because if he's going to show up to an important show, he better look important.
Rack, rack, rack.
That was horrible, Jamie.
Yeah, that wasn't even funny for JP.
I share an office with that guy.
No, that's right.
We're friends.
That's all you share? Wow. I don't think you had an office. I thought the showroom was your office.
Not now. Now he's got...
got big offices.
He has two offices now.
It's like that.
You got lackeys, too.
It's like a weird plywood closet in the balcony of More Beer.
With a checker floor.
Hey, they got a window, okay?
Yeah, you do have a window.
I don't know how JP knows I'm in there, but he sticks his head out the window just to wave to me.
I can hear you.
He can smell you.
Certain customers, there's like a pitch to their voice that I can just hear instantly and know who they are. McDowell's one of them. You're one of them. And there's others.
I got a list of them.
It's Doc's little guy pitch. It's that like Munchkin pitch that permeates.
No, it just resonates off the floor.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're hanging out with us, Johnny. It's cool to have
Thank you.
Back in the studio.
I thought you did a great job interviewing both of those guys.
You know why?
Because
I didn't
job.
Have to do anything. They had so much to say. I just kind of sat here and let them say it.
Yeah. I thought I would come here and stay at home by myself and listen. My PJs and touch myself.
Oh, because your girl's gone.
Well, you listen. You listen with pants on?
Oh, that's why you're here. Now that sucks. You shouldn't have told me that. Your girl's out of town.
Yes, she is.
Oh, son of a bitch. I thought it was important to you to come out to...
It is really important, actually.
When my lady's out of town.
As long as he's not getting any, he might as well not get any over here.
You son of a bitch.
I'm here.
Either way, it happens.
JP.
It's just like scoring with a chick. If she says yes or passes out, it'll still happen. Doesn't matter how. It just does.
No. All right,
I'll
we
take
got
that as a yes.
A listener beer to try. Whose beer is this shit?
You have someone on the phone, too.
No, I know I got stuff in front of me, but I'm asking you who it is. Milo Fior. Can you tell me who's on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, do your job.
Give me the information.
Jesus Christos.
Milo Fiore.
Don't That's suck, JP.
Beer we're about to try. Don't bring me down pale. Is that what we're going to drink here?
Don't bring
yes,
me
sir.
Down.
Please is on the phone?
I oh. typed it.
Oh, I see. No remorse. Oh, I'm getting Skype calls too. Hang in there, Skypey.
Skypeage.
No remorse. What's happening?
What's happening, guys?
No remorse is he's been drunk of the week for like 3 weeks in a row or something.
Nice. Oh, I was actually bitch of the week.
Oh, that's right. He was bitch of the week once.
My brother was drunk of the week.
What's happening, brother?
I drank a couple of my own IPAs and had a couple stouts and had another IPA and I had one of those. You guys had the Laughing Dog guys on the other day, and I got their cream ale. I'll tell you what, don't ever drink a cream ale between two IPAs.
Really? What happened?
It made the cream ale tasted like butt, and the IPA, it tasted strange for the first two drinks.
I see. Yeah, you got
to
watch the order that you
drink
things.
So I barley wine,
drunk.
The Dogfish Head Old School Barley Wine.
Aha. Dogfish
and
Barley Wine, even.
Fucking me up pretty bad.
All right. Or pretty good. However, it depends on how you want to look at it. You know?
It's a little sweet. You know, some of the guys on the chat said that you need to age it, but some guys said if it's real, real sweet, even before aging, it's just going to get worse. So I don't know.
Really? I don't know about
that. That's what a couple of guys said. I don't know.
What do you think about that, Doc? Do you hear that?
No, I was reading
the recipe. Yeah. He said that you're talking about the barley one, right?
Yeah, it's a Dogfish Head Old School Barley Wine.
He said it's really sweet, and that people were telling him that if it's sweet now, as it ages, it's only going to get worse. Like, it'll be even more. Is that right?
More than likely.
Really?
Oh, the hops are going to go.
They go down.
Down.
But the sweetness stays right there?
It's a perception kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I didn't know that. Well, I'll drink it up then. What the hell? If I can finish this.
I need to talk about Bub. In his lipstick Sember.
Oh, did you see that link, Jane? I sent that to you.
I didn't look.
I'm not endorsing it. I don't think many of us are. I think Bub is on his own. Movember was cool. That's
hey,
a mustache,
Bub.
But
he just got shunned.
Your body. I don't know. I'm not with him on that one.
I got Boob on the line right now. Here, let me look at the picture before it. Oh, good Lord.
What's wrong with him?
He went to Walmart and bought paint for that. By the way,
Santa's That's got an orange hat.
I gotta say,
he did the nipples on his own. His wife only did the lettering.
He's got a good wife.
The nipples have the ass hats on them, and then and then he's got like a Santa on his chest with like the ass hat on that.
With the Jane hat. With the,
Hey, Boob.
Yo.
I gotta say, contrary to popular opinion, you contribute so much to this program. It is unbelievable. I mean, that is some awesome stuff. I like lip. How do you pronounce it, Bub?
Lips December?
Lips December.
It's good if you're drunk.
So
you kind of slur it anyway.
Are you going to do, like, new lipstick art on your... And look at the proud look on his face and his posture.
This is what I did like for society.
Yeah, he's really proud.
No. That's not me being proud or my posture. That's me sucking in my gut so I get less crap.
I like how he's looking off to the left as if it's, like, a modeling pose.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's because the wife put the Mo pointer, and if I look straight on, you couldn't see it saying Mo.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so.
You do look silly with the Mo, too. You've got all that lipstick on you, and I think only the Mo looks silly. So what does Lips December mean? Are you going to do new art on yourself every couple of days?
A new avatar every week.
Every week. I love it.
So that's,
wow.
That's four, right? Four?
Yeah.
Four different weeks of
yeah, it's still four.
Body art.
Hey, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that Karen would paint a little Lips December on you to participate in Lips December? You think you could make that happen?
I'd have to liquor her up pretty good.
It's including her in the lifestyle, the friend, you know, it's
kind of going to bring us closer.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, you know how she's concerned that you have this whole, like, life outside of your real life? And this is including her in it.
She's going to want to know where the hell I came up with this in that life outside.
Get her included by joining in. You see, that's what I said.
And how do I do that? Show her a picture of you? Right there, the one I'm looking at?
Yeah, show her that. See if she'll participate then. Well,
Vanna said she was going to join in, I thought.
Really?
Didn't you, Bama? Amanda's defending you in chat, Bub. She said I better retract my statement.
Yeah.
That's right, because I'm badass. Well,
no remorse. I wish I could side with you, but I'm kind of all for Lips December.
Yeah, because you're a nihilist, and you want to see him go crazy, and what's next. If this is how he starts.
It's true.
December 31st, you know what's going to be shit hits the fan.
You know what? I had a dream the other night, and that dream, instead of saying Movember, it said Mo-1007.
All of 2007 belongs to Boob. I'll tell you, this stuff you don't have to worry about. Let me tell you what you have to worry about in December. You have to worry about Doc, because more dentists kill themselves over Christmas than any other part of the population in the entire world. So, you do. Did you not know that stat? First of all, dentists are highly suicidal.
We know that.
And second of all, over Christmas, they're especially suicidal.
Oh.
So I think someone should send Doc a message a day.
Don't kill yourself.
Reaffirm myself.
Yeah. Reaffirm the poor bastard. And just say, hey, that's okay, Doc. You're just a little guy. You don't have to worry about it.
And on the whole Lipstember thing, I'm thinking, Doc, you may not want to join in, because from what I recall, you're kind of a hairy chest little bastard.
You just have a wig or something, you know? He has hair.
I get waxed.
Yeah, make your hairy chest like the eyebrows of whatever you paint on there.
It's difficult to get that paint through the hair.
Doc just flashed me, by the way.
All right, fellas, I got some beer tasting to do here, so,
That sounds like it's on topic. That's not right.
Yeah.
Good luck with quality programming.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Good luck. Later.
Wow. Later.
All right. There you go. The great Bub. Okay,
good thing
we're
tasting your beer first.
What do we got here? So we've got, this is Miley04. He sent in a couple beers to us. Justin, enclosed, please find three of my first all-grain brews.
Whoa.
He says, really appreciate your time in evaluating them. As I mentioned, you guys will be the first outside my local circle of friends who have tried the beers. So that's kind of cool. He said, I never felt the need to have them judged. I'm getting more calls.
But he threw him in here anyway, so we do it over the air.
Yeah. He says he'd call in during the tasting. Why don't you call up if you're out there, Keith?
Give us a call.
It was 888-401-BEER.
Hurry up.
I think I told him today that we're tasting his beer, so he should know about this.
Should we just start talking
in the chat
about
room,
it?
So.
Oh, okay. Well, have him call in then if he wants to hang out. Hey, Keith.
Hears.
Oh, is this you right here, Keith?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, right on, brother.
He's like typing, I hear you, dude.
I didn't realize he was on Skype. All right, so we're about to check out your pale ales.
Already did.
All right, Doc, you want to go ahead and start as I try it?
Oh, I thought it was really nice, actually. Just look at what your notes are. First thing I noticed, it's really clear, and you said you used gelatin, and it really worked. Well, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it is real clear.
It's really nice. And that you wanted to ease up on the IBUs a touch. We're looking at what your hop bill is here. Just move some of your hops. Don't bother changing the hop, reducing the hops. You got 3 ounces of Northern Brewer, probably, I'm guessing, for 60 or 90 minutes. Just take some of those and move them down to 30 minutes. You're going to give you more hop flavor. Change your IBUs a little bit. So keep it all the same. Just move the hop additions a little bit. You used 50-50 RO water and store water, and I have no idea what those were. And you added 2 teaspoons of gypsum. I'd like it a little more crisp, so I would double on the gypsum and see how that comes up. Just put 4 tablespoons and see where that gets you. And it'll crisp it up and just make that finish a little bit better. Overall, it's pretty good, but I'm just looking at your notes and what you'd like to see out of it.
Yeah.
And,
it's
a good beer anyway. I mean, really. But just to kind of get you where your notes say you want to go to, those are the two things I'd say.
What do you think, Johnny?
It's a very clean beer. I mean, visually, it's great. I thought it was a little light on body.
Yeah.
For the style, I thought I wanted a little bit maltier. I don't think there was enough hop aroma coming through for the style.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of a grassy aftertaste, but it might be young. But I think he's very, very close, to being a great pale ale.
You get more hop aroma doing what I said. Just move your hop.
Additions.
Keep the hops amount the same. Just move part of them to a different spot. and you get that one.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of with Johnny on the body part too, and I think that's going to obviously affect the hop character, not necessarily the aroma, but I'd like a little more sweetness, a little malt, a little something.
Well,
happening.
He's also got only down as 2 volumes of CO2, and I like to see that at about 2.5, 2.6.
Yeah,
right. That'll you know, help crisp things up,
thicken up a little bit,
and it'll kind of take it off the tongue and not have it be a little cloyingly, mm-hmm. little sweetness to come off of that too.
Better than taking it off the cheek. He hung up. Where'd he go? He was on
hung
the
up on us. No, well, but I think overall it's a pretty damn good beer, yeah. Especially for one of your first all grains.
Who's
nice,
beer?
Nice job.
Yeah, this is first. It's Mileo 4 in the forum.
He's on the phone.
Oh, he was on Skype a second ago.
What? He wants to be on everything.
Yeah, oh, was that? Some?
I think that was someone else.
You there, Keith?
Nope.
I'm here.
All right, brother. That was you on Skype.
Sorry
right?
about that.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Windows Vista.
Oh, all right.
Did you hear anything I said?
I heard something about some gypsum.
Oh, no. Now listen to the archive.
Yeah,
we're not going to
repeat
it. You have to check it out. But,
cool. is there a tannin astringency that you guys taste in that one? That's what I wanted to ask you about.
No, I don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't get that either.
Some in his red ale, but that's next.
Ah, you're trying to
get
next.
We haven't got that part yet.
All right, we haven't got to the red yet. Basically, that it's a real clean and nice beer, and you just need to balance it a little bit.
Well,
that's
John
all.
Was saying he gets a little grassiness, and you might be confusing that with some tannins.
Okay.
And again, you wanted to lower the IBUs a little bit, which it could get you a little bit of the sharp. Yeah.
Doc, you have the grain bill right there?
Yeah, I do.
Can you read that off?
18 pounds of pale malt Maris Otter, which is 90%. A pound of crystal malt, 40, which is 5%. Crystal malt, another pound of that one, 60 for 5 pounds. And that's his malt bill. And he goes into Northern Brewer, Fuggles, East Kent Goldings for his hops. It's mostly all dominated by the Northern Brewer. And then he used London Ale.
I tell you, I'd like to see a little wheat in there.
Yeah, that'll add, because the head on this doesn't last very long. And
well, and there's like a grainy, and I thought it was even like maybe had like a Caribbean or Caramunic or something like that in there where it just kind of has this grainy, not like a grainy thing, but like a malt, like a crystal malt kind of sensation going on. Either there's a little too much, or I'd like to see a little Munich or wheat specifically, probably just to crisp it up a little bit. I think that might be pretty good in there too. But yeah. I think you're right on with the hops, though. Just move them. Adjust them around a little bit.
Shift them around a little bit.
All right, you guys want to try the red while we got him on the line here too?
Yes.
There is his. I see he's a beersmith, Keith. Not.
Yeah, that's the one I settled on versus Pro Mash. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like it a lot, actually. The interface is real clean. I think it's got a lot of the same calculations as ProMash.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I can export it into XML and share it with everybody if I had to.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good option, actually. Shat's working on both those guys for January to get them on the show, talk about both the programs together. All right, we're trying the red now, which another one that's real clear. You're doing a good job...
It's not as clear as the other one.
No, a little cloud in there, but...
I was thinking no clarifying agents or a lot of hops.
What did you use anything to clarify this one?
Maybe a little Irish moss, that's all with that one. I did use some gelatin on the pale ale.
Oh, it was a ton different.
Okay.
It was really clear on the pale ale.
This one smells better than the other one. A little more hop aroma coming out of it. I like this one.
Kind of yeasty, maybe? You guys get a little bit
little
of that?
Breadiness going on?
Yep.
Like that chocolate breadiness?
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's a little something funky when you taste it.
Well, it's the yeast, too. We're used to using, you know...
It's a little tart, I think.
We're used to using California ale yeast in all these.
What's he got?
No, he's got East Coast ale in this.
Okay.
That'll do it.
And the other one was a London ale. He just...
That'll tart it up a little bit, the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm. Was that T-A-R-D or T-A-R-T?
Well, maybe both.
Nah.
If you brew like me, it's the T-A-R-D.
Yeah, tart it up a little bit.
Boil over.
Yeah, maybe it is just the yeast, because it's not that there's something wrong with it.
This is even a lot more roasty.
Taste that rye coming through roasty. At the end. You guys get that?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, a little spiciness from the rye.
I get that.
It's a good beer. I mean, shit. I drink a few of these.
Like that, Johnny?
Yeah. It just has some astringency things going on. I get like a little bit of a musty aroma.
Yeah. All right.
You know, a little bit of maybe some medicinal flavors in the finish.
So is that, are you talking, the medicinal would be some sort of infection.
Or it's a soft.
It's a yeast-driven
thing.
I see.
I would try using a different yeast, do the same recipe. It looks pretty good. But change one thing and change the yeast first and see how that comes out.
Keep everything else the same.
Uh-huh.
Got some recommendations on the yeast?
I would just go with a more neutral yeast, like a Cal Ale yeast, 001.
Okay.
And try that one because it's real neutral. And that way you can figure out other things. And then if you want to change the yeast back or other a more yeast driven flavor, you can go back to that. But when you're trying a new recipe and it's, you know, basically an American recipe,
yeah,
stick with something that's fairly straightforward and non yeast driven flavors like a Cal Ale yeast. Otherwise I'd like to see a little more roasted flavor in it.
What's he got for malt? Is he doing anything?
He's got a lot of
that?
Things in there. He's got pale malt, he's got Munich. About 10% Munich, which may be a little bit too much. Cause I'm getting a little bit of sweetness coming through. I'd cut back on that a little bit. Crystal malt 60, about 7%. Rye malt, it's got 7%. Victory malt 7%. I've got more of a ballpark rule, about 15% of the grain bill should be accessory grains.
Okay.
I don't count Munich as an accessory grain, usually. So your crystal, your rye, your victory, and your roasted barley. Maybe the percentages are a little bit off.
Too much?
Yeah.
Okay. So to get that more of a roasty character you're looking for, what would you do?
Maybe the roasty toasty kind of thing. Probably with the victory malt.
That's a nice, gives it a...
I like that flavor, generally, in these. So, the roasted barley gave it a really nice color.
So, does he have to increase the victory or just decrease the Munich and the other things?
I would decrease the crystal.
Okay.
Definitely decrease the crystal. I like the rye in there. It gives it kind of a sharp taste to it.
Yeah, you didn't overdo it on the rye, I don't think. A lot of times I don't like rye. Too spicy, but I don't think it's too much.
That's good. I would cut back on the Munich. Cut back on... the caramel, maybe up the roasted barley just a hair, and then I like the victory about where it is. So,
all right,
try changing those around a little bit.
These are all three of these are your first all grain beers.
Yeah, it's drinkable.
First three,
Keith, you're doing a great job, man. Like this is nitpicky stuff because that's what you asked us to do. These are really good beers, man, for your first all grain.
Yeah,
beers.
They are.
All due to you guys, man. I discovered your archives a few months ago, and I've been going through them and listening to the live shows. And, man, I've learned so much in the past 6 months. It's incredible.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad to do that.
Thank you, guys. You're
doing a good job. They're very nice beers. So it's cool that all of these changes that Doc and John are talking about are really subtle things. They're not saying, like, you don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel.
No. You said you wanted to maybe bump the IBUs up next time. It could stand that.
Yeah, on this one, the red?
You're probably at, about 32 IBUs, something like that. So, yeah, you can go up to 40 pretty easy.
It's good beer. We're going to finish it. I'll tell you that right now.
Reminds me of New Belgium.
For one of your first all grains, it's really good.
Yeah, good job. All right, do you have any other questions? I got some others I got to try, but I want to make sure that you're cool and we got everything covered for you.
I'm cool. Did you try the last one, the porter?
You know, we're going to try it, but I might save it for next week. You didn't open that one, right?
Which one?
His porter?
I guess we're doing your porter, buddy.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, I guess we're going to do it. I thought we were doing other listener stuff, too.
Well, we might as well just do a flight of his.
F it. Let's do it.
He's already on the phone.
By the way, if one or two was bad, there's no way we would have done three.
That's
so
true.
You're doing all right, Keith.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, we'd have gone, we didn't get that one. The post office must have taken it. It's right here, Doc. Give Doc your recipe sheet so he can check it out. All right. Everyone is examining. Shad is pouring.
And being a jerk.
Yeah, this was the very first one, and this was on top of Mount Lemmon in Tucson.
This is
at elevation.
Oh, is that right? What's the elevation?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 7,000 or 8,000 feet or whatever.
What's the difference anyway? Like, more beer did that thing, like highest elevation brew. Like, what does it matter? What's different about?
You got to hike up there, check all your stuff.
Yeah, it's just something fun to do.
Oh, but it doesn't, like, affect the beer or change anything?
No. Boil changes. Did the lowest brew, too. Yeah, the boil changes, but you mean you're doing 3 gallons.
Oh, but that's it. Like, the beer's the
it's
same.
It's fun to do. We wrote an article about it, and, you know.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just wondering what the...
You were going to have a tough
if
talk.
If there was a deal. Like, some kind of thing.
Like a thing?
But it's just that it's cool.
Yeah. Make sure balls hang low.
All right. Whatever it is.
On the porter, how long were you on the bourbon chips?
Probably 2 weeks or so.
Cut it down to about a week.
Okay.
I mean, they're definitely like in the forefront.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing I tasted.
Really?
I brewed quite a few with the bourbon chips. I like the bourbon chips.
Is it chips or cubes?
Yeah. What are you tasting? Are you tasting the wood or the bourbon?
I know. I get the tannin from the wood.
Okay. Because I'm not tasting the bourbon. That's for sure.
That'll drop out though too in time.
First thing I thought was it'll drop out in time, and he brewed it in August, October.
Keith, use chips or cubes?
They were chips. They were Jack Daniel's bourbon chips.
Yep, I've done the same thing. Okay. Use that same bag.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
In my,
it makes when you soak them.
Yeah,
makes a real nice smell.
In my opinion, I like using the cubes a lot better because you can get away with doing it for a long period of time. The chips, you get the oak is gone in pretty much about a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
When I do my oak beers, it's I let them sit there 3 months on the cubes. And you get a long, drawn-out extraction. You get a good balance of extraction. You get a lot of vanillinins and a lot of the stuff you're really looking for in the oak rather than just the tannin from the oak.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help out, too. So, pour a little Jack or get a, kind of a better bourbon. A better, like, more flavorful alcohol, like Maker's Mark or Wild Turkey or something like
it's
that.
It's got a lot of vanilla in it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I only did about an ounce or so, but it's
2 ounces in there.
Yeah, and you know what? I've had a lot worse first bourbon beers where it's just it tastes like they dump half a bottle of bourbon in there,
Or it's been sitting like on oak for 10 years. It's just like whoa.
Yeah.
And it usually will mellow out, but I would cut that in half. Used a lot of Cascades for this one. I pick something else.
Yeah, why? Because you're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah, that's one thing. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't. I'd use Cascade for something else other than on the porter.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's true. It's not a hop forward beer, is it? So
no.
All right. Another one that's real clean and nice. You're controlling your fermentation real well.
Not as good as I'd like to. I'm using the t-shirt with actually a little aquarium pump on it, so
okay.
I can keep it down to about 65, between 65 and 67 pretty regularly.
That's good.
As long as it's regular and steady, that's the key.
Yeah.
You can tell because all his beers are balanced.
Exactly. That's what I mean. There's nothing like spiking anywhere in any of them. That's good stuff.
Very clean beers. Well done.
All right. Anything else there, Doc?
Yeah, I dry hopped it with Cascade. I wouldn't do that.
Not dry hop it at all, or just use a different hop.
Not with an oak bourbon. I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't even dry hop it at all.
Okay.
I mean,
it's like one of those things. They sell them in 1 ounce bags, and I had them to throw them in.
Now you wish you still had them.
Yeah,
true that.
It's great because you kind of see where your brewing's going. Now, you're doing all grain, and you're being really creative about it. And I think it's just kind of one of those, I want to see what this does and this does. But any other beer would be good. But you want that bourbon and the oak to come through, and you don't want to squash it with hops or anything.
So less is more beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got more to try.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll take some of this advice and. Send you the repeats.
Do it, man. Keep brewing, because you're doing a great job. You're going to be making some award-winning beers, man.
If the next batch you send us is better than this one, that's going to be just even better.
Yeah. This is great stuff, Keith. You're doing all right, man.
Just drink it. Don't even talk about it.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cool, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. All right. Shat's working on getting us another one. We got to try too. We got a gusher in the studio.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You saw that? Excuse me. Let me clean myself up.
Yeah. Doc's making it gush more as we speak by stroking it.
I'm surprised you just let it sit there next to the compressor, the power amp, you know.
It's off to the edge, you know. We've got
your studio.
High quality lacquer on our studio furniture.
The bench leans this
way.
It all falls off onto the floor. If you don't know what a gusher is, by the way, just because...
it's the guy that doesn't last 10 seconds.
There's that. It's John when his girlfriend gets back into town.
Yeah, true that.
And
it's John when he gets home tonight.
Yeah. The other thing is if there's something, you know, generally an infection, if there's something wrong, when you open that bottle of beer and you set it down and it just... foam just keeps coming out of it and coming out of it and coming out of it, and you didn't shake up the beer or anything like that.
It's
generally
like one of those snake in a can things that just.
Are we gonna try that, or do we already just go? Yeah, we don't drink that.
Well, I'm not gonna pour it myself. Where's Shat?
Where is Shat?
Don't even touch it.
He must be getting.
He's probably sleeping somewhere.
Like, we already know there's something wrong with it, right? So
that's good.
Weird. We got a phone call I could take.
Yeah.
Well, why do I care? She's been wanting to get on the line for 10 minutes. I've had the line busy.
I know, but if I had to put up with it in chat, you have to hear about it.
No, I don't. I don't care, and you should not care either. Hi, Mrs. H.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot.
All right, what's the word, dear?
I'm really pissed off right now.
I can tell.
Oh, not at us.
Because you're all bitchy about having to wait 10 minutes, but people were on the phone.
Hey, where was the bub timer when I needed it?
Oh, you wanted to get rid of bub earlier?
Yeah.
I didn't think... See, the bub timer is meant for when he gets offensive. He was actually pretty in line tonight. He was actually kind of tame. Wendy must have been near him.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty tame tonight.
He got there, got to the point, and moved on.
Yeah.
I think you should use it on everybody but me.
Really? You're the only one that we allow to talk for longer periods of time?
Exactly.
We'll get you your own timer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of bub timer, shut that kid up in the background, will you?
Which kid is that?
But he's
that?
Not screaming, he's playing.
Oh, well, that's all right then, I guess.
He sounds happy.
Yeah. All right. Is that all?
Well, you
know. just asking.
Just saying,
you know.
Well, the reason I'm really pissed off is because, like, I got my Christmas wish, which was having my brother out of the house.
Oh, he's gone, huh? Good for you.
Yeah, but the sad thing is that he just up and left. Yeah. And he still owes us $400.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
And the little fucker gets paid tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go whip his ass.
I see. All right.
And then some.
All right. Look it. I'm going to tell you something right now. All right? First of all, the only person that gets to air dirty laundry on this show is me and JP occasionally. But second of all, you made a big mistake in the first place. I hate to tell you. Your brother's a douchebag. And
obviously.
And you knew that. And you're never going to see that money. So listen, I have some advice for you. And by the way, the topic you're talking about is very
near and dear.
Yeah, and keen on my mind. Not that a relative did it to me. I had a roommate I just had to throw out not too long ago. He owes me like $400 or $500 too. And here's the thing, I did it for a while. I sat around for like a month festering about the money, and I tried to get it from him, and the whole thing, it was all this stress, and it made me miserable, and I could feel my entire body like clinching up every time I thought about it, because it pissed me off, right? Well, guess what? I'm never going to see that money. There's nothing I could do. I could ask for it, I could show up, I could punch him in his face. I'm never going to see...
Small claims court.
Even then, when you go to small claims, they make a judgment and say that they owe you that money, but it's still up to you to collect it. They don't send anybody to collect that cash. Oh, no. So here's my advice to you, Mrs. H. Just forget about it. You got to let it go, chalk it up as a lesson learned. You're bad, and forget about it.
It made you smarter now.
You're just going to stress about it. You're going to feel like shit, and it doesn't help anything. It really doesn't help. So I know you guys need the money just like I needed the money, but you're never going to get it. So stop worrying about it. I'm serious. I know it's hard to do. It's the best thing I could say.
He's trying to call right now.
Justin, you should have your own, like, help hotline,
dude. I'm sorry. Were you talking?
She's not even listening to me. All right. You know what? Go make some pizzas.
Go make some games.
Mr. H just walked in right as you were talking about your story.
Well, who's more important? You waited 10 minutes to talk to us.
I'm going
to
hang up on her.
Yeah.
That
was good input.
Yeah.
He spewed out a bunch of gems.
He put his heart on the line here, and you weren't even listening.
You made a connection.
You know, I'm trying to tell her, look, I feel for you. I'm giving you some life advice. And she's having a conversation with one of those rugrats in the background. You know? What are you? You think I just sit here for free every Sunday night doling out these gems?
You do.
We should have stopped him. He's probably eating silverware or something.
You know? I'll tell you. Hey, go write it on your blog then. You don't want to listen to anybody talk back to you? Blog it. Jesus. I got nothing better to do than to give my life experience out.
Your wisdom.
Hey.
Your words.
It's from the heart, baby.
Same person?
And you know what? I'll just piss him off because now he's still out $400 or $500.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about my $400.
He's feisty.
You know?
Yeah. Now he's pissed.
Meanwhile,
dude, try this bad beer. This will make
Christmas bonuses are probably coming in his paycheck.
What the hell's that?
What the?
Is JP making it worse? You mean her brother. All right, and the guy who owes me money.
The
too.
Guy that owes you money, yeah.
No, I am. I'm just making it worse. It. You know what else this guy did? He changed his number. He got he moved his job. I can't even find him anymore. That's how I know I'm not getting the money. I was at peace with this whole thing until she stopped listening to me.
Wow.
You can find him. It just cost you more money.
I know, yeah. $400. Who cares?
You know some mafia guys.
Oh, what? You can spend the $400 and send Guido over there. Guido will talk to him.
I used to have those connections. My family.
Dude, we're not that far from...
They're all dead now.
From O-Town. Yeah. You know, we can pick up some, you know, some pipe-hitting sons and roll out and... What?
Hog,
what?
Pipe-hitting.
What are you going to do with the tribal tattoos?
Go to work on them with some pliers and... blowtorch.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah.
Fucking black belt. I mean,
I don't know what you're calling my show bitching about your personal life for anyway. Doc can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? What is this?
I can make his life seem sorry. And, you know.
Don't do that. That'd be bad.
Hey, come on. Let's move on.
Okay.
I got a call. You want to take the call or you want to go to this beer?
I'll go ahead and drink the beer.
I think it's the same person. He thinks he sent in this beer.
Okay, thanks.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Hey, straight cash, homie.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, man?
Not bad. I was just calling to say that my brother owes me $40.
Yeah. That bastard.
You know what? You owe us another beer because half of yours gushed all over the place.
Oh!
It's funky, man.
You know what was up with that? That was the beer that I was trying to get ready. Is it in the slightly larger than normal bottle?
Yes. Yeah, it's in like the...
mine's a little bigger than
like
everybody.
The German style.
Yeah. Is this Mason?
Yeah, I think it's Eyinger or something.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Or Optimum.
It's your beer.
I was trying to get that ready before Thanksgiving, and I only had 2 weeks to make it, so I brewed it and bottled it in 7 days. So it was still kind of bubbling, but it wasn't totally ready. So I thought maybe I'd just cut down on the priming sugar, but... the first ones that I opened were gushers, but then once I chilled them down overnight in the refrigerator, the rest of them were fine, so maybe it just didn't get cold enough.
What do you guys think?
Butter.
No, it just needs to be balanced, too.
There's butter, a lot of butterscotch.
Did you brew it
pepper,
too.
Did you brew it hot?
No, I did it in my temperature control.
Oh, and it also could have been that you... pulled it off the yeast too quick.
Exactly. I'm thinking the
it
yeast
wasn't done fermenting.
The only beer you can really do that, I've only had one beer that was done and kegged in 7 days, and that was McDowell's
wheat.
Super light American wheat.
Yeah.
Anything else, you need the yeast to clean up after it, I think.
Yeah. It
has nice hop aroma.
It smells great, yeah. But I got to...
I hopped it for a day and a half.
What's it supposed to be? What is it? Anybody know? It's
supposed to be the EJ Fair.
Which one?
The rat?
What?
Fat quail?
The fat quail corn.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Gotcha.
I don't get the balance that I'd like to have out of it. Just really hop forward, and that's all I get.
That's not the worst homebrew ever.
No,
I'll tell
not,
you that right now.
Not, but I'm just looking at...
Yeah.
Especially for pulling it off that fast.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a bad thing.
Is there a lot of rye in this? Or any rye?
None.
I got it's that real peppery thing that I usually get from rye, but that might be whatever's going on with the gushing thing too, right?
Yeah, but you're getting a lot of hop forward everything, and not of the sweetness to balance it.
All right, so you guys are just saying let it ferment, you know, got to let it ferment out.
That's the first thing I'd do.
All right. Anything else? You want to?
Benny, just how old is it?
I brewed it 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
So it's like 3 weeks old?
Yeah.
You know what? It might be a whole different beer around Christmas time.
Or really? None left.
No, there's be none left. He's drinking it. Attaboy. Yeah. I love it. I love it too, man.
You better start brewing for your young beer for Christmas, then.
Yeah, I'd have kept drinking it, too.
Oh, yeah, I got another question about that. I'm brewing my first recipe out of the Jameel book.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I got the Black Forest Stout going.
Yeah.
And it says to add cherries into the secondary, and I've got a can of the puree, but that's only 3 pounds, and it calls for 6, and I was just going to go buy 3 pounds of frozen cherries from the store because I don't have any homebrew store in my town, so I need to get 3 pounds from the grocery store, and I wondered if I could just throw them in.
When are you brewing?
What's that?
When are you going to brew?
I mean, it's in the fridge right now, and it's maybe... I brewed it on Friday, and it's bubbling away, and it says to add it when bubbling slows down, and I just didn't know if there's anything I could do to the 3 pounds that I bought from the grocery store freezer to make them a little more sanitary before I just throw them in.
Oh, I
see. Freezing
is
not going to sanitize it. It just breaks down the cell walls a little bit more.
There's nothing you could do.
I would get another can of the puree. I would put the first can in, like we're going to do tomorrow, put the first can in, order another can, and put that in. A couple days from now. Try that.
You said can.
It's just the deal. We've talked about it. When we did a whole show on this, like adding things like that. With the fruit deal, there's just not much you can do. You know, you gotta about sanitation. You just gotta hope for the best. Well, I mean,
The puree is actually sanitized.
But he was then he's saying,
yeah, no, you're doing a lot of things with the frozen fruit.
Yeah.
How sanitary is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the pectin problem.
Yeah. But there's already alcohol in that beer, so you're hoping that that's going to quell what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because there's no way that I'm not going to order just one can from B3 and pay the shipping and wait for it to get here. And I'm just going to go buy 3 bags from the store because it's right across the street.
Do it. I say do it. You'll be fine.
You've got an experiment on your hands.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
All right. Well,
you'll probably be fine.
We talked about it. People do it on here all the time. We've definitely had brewers come and say it.
It's the thing with homebrew. You got to do something. I don't have this or I don't have that. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Just drink it fast. You know what I mean?
Or order another kit while you're ordering that puree.
It's the end of the semester and I don't have any money left.
Where you go to school?
Washington State University.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, university. No JC for me. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's gonna hurt.
I'm stressing.
So, it'll be 2 weeks at least into the next September or semester before you end up with some money. So
yeah, God,
I don't get any more financial aid checks until first week of January. So.
Yeah, I know that you're preaching to the choir here, buddy.
Yeah, I am thankful every day I'm not in college anymore, and not because I have more money now, because I certainly don't. But what a pain in the ass. Not only are you broke, but you got to do a bunch of things that make you broker. And
I always just hated all the calls I got on my message machine. But
the money?
Yeah, Mr. Lothman, could you call Bank One right now?
Yeah, no.
1-800, blah, blah, blah.
No, I can't, because I can't afford the phone call, you cunt. Leave me alone.
Yeah, we call them.
You're not raking in the ash from that new show you got on Saturday?
Oh, are you kidding me? I went to my program director the other day, because I got this new show on CBS now. I was like, hey, so I've been doing this show for a month now. Now I'm wondering if I could get paid to do it, you know, because I don't. And he's like, no, it's not in the budget. And I'm such a pussy. I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me have the show.
So dead air is better than keep paying you?
Yeah. He made some different concessions, but it's essentially me getting a salary to do my show. This ain't going to happen right now. Fucking radio. I'm sick of it. You know what? All these topics you guys are bringing up are only going to bring this show down, I'll tell you right now.
Why are you pissing him off? Quit calling and pissing him off.
He was so focused.
I was feeling great before the last two phone calls.
Yeah, the Saturday show was awesome. The week show.
It. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, man.
If anybody in the chat room is interested in a bottle of absinthe, I got one of those, too. I'm sure you're happy to hear me say that.
Yeah, that'll cheer me up.
I'd like that.
All right, brother. Keep up the work. Your beer's not awful. You just got to ferment it out, man.
Wow, that's the best compliment I've ever heard. My beer's not awful.
Oh, hey, no.
Welcome to my world. All right, brother. Cheers.
What's Bebo's favorite hop?
Bevo is not here tonight, which is why you've all been stuck with JP in the chat room.
They love it.
That was a crappy joke. That was the intro to a crappy joke.
Oh.
I don't know. What is Bevo's favorite hop?
What is her favorite hop?
Halle Tower, because it rhymes with Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's good, actually. I like that crappy joke. She likes a good Eiffel Tower. All right, brother. Cheers.
Later.
Michael, what's happening, man? Michael, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, brother?
Not much, man. I was just, sorry, new at Skype.
Hey, no worries.
It's easy. Just talk into it, man.
It's like everybody, he's testing his Skype on us, I'm sure. Making sure everything's working.
I've been listening for a while, and got to tell you guys, I love the show, and I'm learning a lot. But
what's it
take to get a Skype call in, like, while the guests are there?
Oh, you can't.
If they're on Skype, you can't.
Both the guests were on Skype tonight.
Okay, I gotcha.
The deal. When I used to use this fancy phone hybrid thing to take calls, which I still do to take regular calls, but it's much clearer to interview the guests via Skype. So I call them on Skype, and you can't get through that way. You got to use the 800 number.
We got to wait till a lot more donations come in, and we can get a better Skype kind of thing so we can have multiple Skype.
Yeah.
Nice plug there. That's good. That'll work.
That was good. He's good at those segues.
I'm going to go. I'm actually going to the donate monthly screen right now.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Is there notes on that donate thing where I want this to be used just for better Skype?
Yeah, you could just ask where your money goes?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know there's the one that's you can donate just to lunch meat to get lunch meat back up and running, but
no,
I don't think anybody's brave enough to click that button.
No, that's a big button is what that is. And by the way, it doesn't guarantee I'm putting lunch meat up. Piece of shit of a show.
Hey, what? It's your co-host.
Yeah. All right, brother. Is that all?
I keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Later.
Cheers. Stupid show.
You know, Justin,
yeah,
I thought you did.
Justin's all angry right now.
You did a great job with those interviews with Hop Union and Bruce Spiker. It was awesome.
Great, man.
A lot of great information.
I didn't care.
And I really appreciate it. I mean, I'm really glad I came and I learned a lot from it. So thank you.
Go there. Help wanted down at the recycling center. I might go put in an application.
I told you. I saw a lot of those guys with those arrow signs today. My kid was pointing those out.
I could do that.
But you can't do
that. He said that Justin could probably do that.
Oh, that little asshole. I knew I didn't like your kids.
I said, no, Justin went to college.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
But he'd still be good.
Did they really say that?
No. No, they'd point out something. That lady's not pointing that or spinning around very good.
Yeah. I could do that.
I told you to apply for a job in the showroom.
John
could be your boss.
He wants me to go work for you, John.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be, though?
Imagine that.
John would be sitting upstairs with me, and we'd have to watch Justin restock the showroom and, like, deal with customers, and we just laugh. Yeah, look at that guy.
Or you could come and work for me.
No, he'd probably be doing, like,
What would I do at the dental office?
Probably get some phlegm and sputum on you.
Ah.
Oh, he's germophobic, though.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to...
You got gloves and a mask, mostly.
Maybe I'll go to dental hygienist school next.
There you go.
Can you imagine?
Just become a prostitute.
I've tried.
It's the same thing.
Doesn't happen. You, that jerk that works in the back of your place, too. What's his name?
JP?
Which one?
He's my friend, too. I can't remember his stupid name. Your new warehouse
Randy.
Guy. Randy. Yeah, Randy wants to hire me to, like, fill your bags of extract.
What?
I'm like, thanks a lot, guys. How long y'all know me? You can't think of anything I could do besides work the showroom and fill bags of extract? Yeah.
But you speak
Well, you
English.
Know, with this newfound anger, you're sure as hell not going on the phone.
Yeah, I won't be in customer service.
What do you want?
I don't know why I didn't get my package.
My yeast.
Because you're an asshole. Yeah.
My yeast didn't work.
I got your package right here.
Okay.
I'll tell you what to do with that extract, buddy.
No, you should be the hotline for, like, beer crisis. You know, I got a boil over. What do I do? Turn it off, dude.
Yeah.
You know, turn the flame off.
Turn it off, you jackass. Yeah. I got Icky on the phone. Icky, what's happening?
Hey,
Ick.
Hey, brother. What's happening?
Well, yeah. Hey.
Icky always brings it down to a very mellow.
I'll bring it down a notch. Thank you, Icky.
Man, you guys need some peace over there.
Yeah. We do. We need peace. We need some peace and meditation.
Come on. Spread a little more peace around here, Icky.
I just wanted to call and tell Doc. I love him.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
You know, the whole December thing that Bub's got going on, I just wanted to spread the love.
Yeah. Right. Meaning that we should go with Lips December? Is that what you mean?
I'm not saying that.
Even Icky's not going to go that far.
Let's just keep it real and just have some peace.
Yeah, I hear you. Icky, yeah. Icky invited. They have this like festival on the river in Reno. Nice. And they want the Brewing Network to go to it.
What river is in Reno?
I don't know. For one, I'm not sure.
The Truckee River comes out of Tahoe. That's true. That one?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, I ain't going to spend a weekend with Icky.
You did it. You already spent a weekend with Icky.
Exactly. And I'm like, what are you nuts? I ain't going up there for.
I got. I spent the part of the afternoon with Trent from the Silver Peak and chopping trees down in up in California, and he's all lined up. He's ready to go. Come on down
for the fest.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it. It's in May. It's a long time away.
We'll see.
You work on
it. I talked to the guy, Icky. I'm trying to work it into the calendar, see what I can do. But A, who wants to go to Reno unless you're going for hookers? And B, who wants to go to Reno and hang out with Icky all day?
But you can't do all three?
I'd fall asleep.
I just called to spread the peace.
I know.
Yeah.
Here you're bringing the hate right back.
With all the spreading the peace nonsense. I don't know. I think it means like you're going to stick a knife in my back and butterfly my shoulders or something.
Well, if that spreads peace.
Well, for you, JP, yes.
Give you what you want. Yeah.
But for Doc, no.
Spread the piece of skin that holds your flesh in.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I don't know. We'll see. See what happens, Icky.
Beer Bear just said Icky is the anti-bub, which is pretty funny.
He is kind of the anti-bub.
That's not a bad thing.
I like Icky. Telling you. He's always my favorite caller, even though I'm spewing hate back at him.
Hi, how
you
doing?
He's a good dude. Especially when he pauses long like that, like for 8-9 seconds.
Yeah, he's like a really stoned Jack Nicholas. You know, with the pauses, right? Yeah. With the very dramatic pauses, except he goes from dramatic to, like, awkward. You know, like 3 seconds to 35 seconds.
Just stoning.
Yeah. All right, Icky. Thank you for spreading the love.
All right. Love you.
Extra.
Thank you. Later, brother.
We got another beer here.
He didn't seem too happy.
Do we have another listener beer? You sure?
Yeah, it says, like, here, well, I got... Stout. Yeah.
What is it, Shat?
Oatmeal stout.
From who?
Grant. McCracken.
Grant McCracken.
McCracken.
All right, Grant, if you're out there, give us a call. We're going to try your beer. Oatmeal stout, huh?
It's a bummer.
You're a bummer.
I hope it's good then. Love getting bombers, but it's always terrible when I have to dump them out, you know, the next day because we only do our little taster.
No, I thought Schumann came and cleaned everything up.
Feed it to Schumann. Sammy.
What are you, on vacation, Shat? You got Doc pouring your beers now?
Hey.
It was closer.
Let's see what's going on around here. Shat books a good guest, and all of a sudden he's too good to
sit
pour
back and relax,
listener
baby.
Beers.
He's booking more. That's right.
All right. Oh, the listeners want a stripper pole update, I'm being told.
Actually, I talked to Big Tim about that. He wants in on that. So,
Bad Rock, our brother from another mother out in Denver, you know, Vanna number one sells sex goods,
toys,
and they have
PayPal won't take that.
They have a stainless steel stripper pole,
yeah,
for $165, Doc.
Is it the spring loaded kind?
Wow. One of those.
What? They make a spring-loaded one?
Yeah, it's a strong spring that puts it up in there, or they got the bolt-in kind.
It's bolt. They said that you can bolt it in.
Is it got does it rotate? Does it have the bearings?
No, I don't think it rotates. But we can grease it up. I mean, well, it doesn't have to
grease
be.
My pole.
Look at
pole.
The quality of people we're going to get to use that stripper pole. I don't think they're going to care whether it has bearings or not.
Yeah, you know, John, we might get some professionals in here. You never know.
Really?
Do you care about the grade of stripper pole, John?
Not at all.
There you go.
I've done my research. I know what's out there.
As long as they're stripping.
But yeah, for what, 160, does it come with the mounts? And
should we call Bevo on her cell phone and ask what kind of stripper pole she wants?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah,
she's
dirty.
You know what? We're going to have to take her to some strip clubs to get her a few tricks and on the pole and see what happens.
I have a feeling that she knows already.
I don't know.
I think she has been to a strip club or two.
Not with me.
Why do women get in free to strip clubs, too, by the way?
Because.
That's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, because.
You show up with three girls, you're fucking in. Girls will pay for you.
Well, I've never had that happen. Oh. And the dudes still have to pay. It's just that the chicks get in free.
No, I like just getting the other chicks. You pay money to have them get a lap dance.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It's hot.
Did I tell you guys that I realized the other day that I know my way around San Francisco based on the strip clubs? Those are all my points of reference. Yeah, like I'm always telling people, how do you get over there? And I'm like, well, you make a left at the Gold Club.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And,
right by Thirsty Bear.
That's right. How do you get to Thirsty Bear? Well, it's across the street from the Gold Club. Yeah. Oh. How do you get to Rogue Public House? Well, you know where Centerfolds and Hustler is. If you kind of go a 90-degree angle to those two, you walk right into Rogue Public. I know all of my...
You're a good man.
And if you're in a taxi or limo, they all know right where the strip clubs are.
Whose beer is this again? It's pretty good.
Grant McCracken.
Did you try it?
Grant E. McCracken.
I like it.
Clean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he sent a bomber now. Tasty. We can finish it.
Yeah.
That's a nice beer.
A nice stout. Mm-hmm.
Sweet stout, right?
The oatmeal.
Stop chomping your lips into the microphone.
That's like your dog.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
Bevo did not answer.
No.
Text her.
She doesn't care what kind of stripper pole.
Yeah.
It's fine. Whatever we get. Well, I'll show you the link, Doc. We can check it out, and then you can make the
call.
You and Big Tim could make the final decision.
All right.
Because you were saying that like a real stripper pole is real expensive.
Yeah, it can be
But this thing looked pretty real to me. And I mean, it was a stainless steel pole. It goes up to like 15 feet or something, and you can bolt it in.
Okay.
So we'll check.
The cheap ones, it's...
You can't bolt it in.
It's not safe.
Yeah, no, this one says you could either make it temporary or bolt it.
I want to have something, equipment safe for my stripper.
It has to be...
Stripper safe.
Stripper safety is very important.
Bacteria resistant.
Yeah.
That's stainless steel, man.
I'll tell you what, I got a free
down.
Pole you guys can use. It's only like, you know...
Thanks, JP.
Yeah, I tried. Well, there are different qualities to the brass ones and the stainless ones.
You guys hear JP on the Saturday show this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, wait.
Why you got to bring that here? Why you got to bring all that noise? All that noise that we left out there?
That was good.
You got to bring it here.
All that noise. He's just so
angry, JP.
Speaking of angry people, like JP just is, sometimes he gets angry. He wants to argue with everything.
I'm his in-house therapist.
Okay, put a quantity on that one. Qualify that. How much is angry time in his life?
No. I would say 90% of JP's life is spent being angry.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's just more argumentative than others. And he was arguing just about silly things. Like, we're on the radio, and I got him going. Whenever you start talking about... You ever want to get JP going? You just mention global warming.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
And he starts going crazy. So he's arguing about that, and that's fine. And then I move from global warming. I mention briefly that I ride a motorcycle. I ride my motorcycle into the city every day.
Jerk.
And he goes, did you ride your motorcycle today? And my answer, no. And today I didn't. Well, then you don't ride it every day, do you?
Yeah, that's so typical.
Are you fucking serious? You're arguing with me about this right now?
Well, because I thought you were going to say something about the Escalade, and I thought it would be funny. But and I knew that right when I said it, I knew because you paused. And you never do that shit. You're like, yeah, you were saying something. Did you write it today? No. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. I messed up.
It was funny, actually. It was real funny. I talked to Schumann about it. I came home. He's like, no, I think JP's funny when he does that. So there you go. You got one fan.
I was going to say, what's one person?
Our own little sissy Schumann thinks it's funny.
Yeah, where is he? I'm going to need some more soap.
Oh, is that Vanna on the line?
No. Zymergist is on the line, but Vanna is just saying that Vanna was saying that in the chat room.
Oh, have Vanna call in about her stripper pole when we get off at Zymi. Zymi, what's happening, brother? Yeah, you and me both.
Perfect.
Buddy.
Dump them.
Yeah.
like a bear hibernating.
I think he's really out.
Yeah, he's actually yeah,
should I wake him up?
I bet you it's his wife or something hanging up to him.
No, I think he's really sleeping.
It's time for work, Zymie.
He's sleeping.
Wait. Do like a dream thing. Zymie.
Oh, shit.
Think yeah. of the brewing.
He's sleeping.
Donate all your money, money.
Donate money.
Yeah, you know when you...
snorting.
Zymie.
What?
Damn it. Yeah, you know how when you like fall asleep with the radio on? Like you dream about whatever's happening? That would have been great. We could have just fucked with Zymie.
I tried that once with my dad. It didn't work.
What's happening, man?
You were saying you got some beer there from listeners, and, well, I sent you some beer, and I'm a listener, so I guess I qualify.
No, we tried it last week. Or not last week.
Oh,
the week,
how was it?
The week before. I thought you were on. I thought you even called in.
No, I was busy. I had shit that I had to do. I was, brewing beer and drinking beer.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, we tried two of them, I think. And if I remember right, we liked one and we didn't like the other one. That's all I remember, though. But
well, that's because my beer affects you like that.
Also, Shat's a big dumbass, and every time he opens the beer fridge outside, he drops a bottle of beer onto the ground. So one of them got busted.
Schumann's.
Oh, it was Schumann's.
The rose something.
Which smelled really good in glass.
Yeah, whichever one you made for Schumann, Shat dropped on the ground.
Yeah.
He dropped
what
it.
What was it? Rose something?
Yeah, what was
Schumann's? Yeah, it's a rose ale saison.
Yeah. There you go.
Caramel apple. What?
Well, the cement that? Enjoyed it.
Skin suit stout. That was pretty good.
Yeah, the skin suit stout was good. I think we liked that last week. That was for
JP. How
about
the Carpet Free Porter?
Oh, those are two we tried,
oh, yeah.
Actually.
Oh, cool.
We liked
did Doc get to try his little guy beer?
We've got it. The Motley Crue.
Oh, no. He wasn't here when we tried. All right, you want to try that?
Yeah, do the 2 Live Motley Crue, bro.
All right.
Brah. All right, grab that, Shat. We'll try that one. All right, but don't you have Skype or something, Zymie?
Yeah, I do, but my daughter has my headphones in her room wrapped around her big ears.
Wrapped
around slap that. Upside the head will get your influence back.
Is Vanna, because I want to talk to Vanna about that stripper pole before we go. Is Vanna going to call in?
I'll tell you what. You go do that. I'll go grab my headphones, and I'll slap the shit out of the little bitch and get my headphones
excellent.
Back.
Take Doc's advice for one.
All right, Zymie.
John's trying to bail.
Don't worry about John for a second. Okay, is Vanna going to call in, did she say?
Yes.
All right. Have her call in right now. I want to talk to her about that. The quality of the stripper pole. Is that it? Is that your beer right there?
Nice.
What's it called again? Little guy something?
No, it's Doc's Grand Motley Crue.
Oh, his Grand Motley Crue.
It's pretty nice. Thanks, Zymie.
Yeah. You like it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. Zymie's a good brewer, but he's hit or miss, I gotta say. You know what I mean? Like, every now and then we get a rough one from him. So.
Well, this is not a little beer, I'll tell you that.
Doc's Motley Crue. Is that Vanna?
Hello, it's me.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
So, Bad Rocks posted that link about your stripper pole that you sell.
Yeah, what did he post?
He just posted a link to it. I just looked at it real quick. So I was curious.
Oh, he didn't tell my dirty little secrets? That's good.
Whoa!
What are the dirty... Do you test all of your items personally before selling them?
Not all of them, but I did take the class for that one, and it is...
Oh,
safe.
You did? Like, because it comes with a video, too. I didn't tell you that part, Doc. It comes with, a techniques video.
Oh, nice.
And a DVD.
Okay. Now, is that what you mean by you took the class, or you actually went and took a stripper class?
I actually went and took a stripper class.
Really?
So what was your favorite trick?
Yeah, what'd you learn?
Oh, they taught me how to, actually hold myself up and pull myself up, which took me a few weeks. But, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's always tough. When I see those strippers do that, I'm thinking, that's like Cirque du Soleil type of stuff. How they...
I like it when they get upside down, spin on their way down.
Yeah, that... Did you learn that, Vanna?
Oh, yeah, that's hard. That is really hard.
You knock yourself out.
Oh, we got to get Bevo
to
learn.
You have to have a lot of leg strength, too.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of crotch strength.
You should have a lot of legs.
Why did you take that class? Just, you know, spice things up at home or what?
Because I wanted to know how to dance on a pole, and my friend told me it was a great workout, so I was like, all right.
I see.
And then we came out with the pole, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah. It's good money in that, you know. What do you do?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go that far with it.
What do you do for a living?
I sell sensual products.
Oh, that's it. I thought that was like a side gig.
No. I used to work at a hospital, but it's my full-time gig now.
How great is that, Doc? Imagine you're, imagine if Karen, like, as her side, as her gig at home was, selling sex toys.
As long as she had the little parties at my house.
Yeah, with the product parties.
Yeah. I wouldn't complain.
So, is the stripper pole safe or what? Like, have you seen this thing personally?
Yeah, I've seen this thing personally. I've been on it, and it's quite safe.
And it comes with the hardware to actually mount it to the ceiling and floor?
It does.
It's not a spring-loaded one?
No.
Okay.
I still don't understand this spring-loaded thing.
Remember those old lamps that you could put up at floor to ceiling, and they had the spring thing?
Or it's like a shower curtain rod.
Now yeah. I get it. Now I get it. I thought you meant like it has extra flex so you could really pull on
it.
Or something.
Get a big stripper on there and it might not hold up.
Yeah, no fat girls on that. I see. No, but this one's fully
We've
mounted.
Actually sold like 10,000 or so of them, and they're pretty safe. They've been quality.
Are you shitting me?
That.
So you guys are doing all right. These are 165 bones a piece, and you've sold 10,000 of them?
I haven't personally sold 10,000. There's like well over 10,000 ladies that do what I do.
So they each sold one?
Oh, I see.
I don't think they've each sold one, but amongst us, we've sold that many.
Maybe I should forget about this whole brewing network
and
thing.
Just,
and
sell like butt plugs and shit.
So do you get a commission if we buy it through you?
You do, but I did put on the chat room that I would waive my commission and give it to you guys at 20% off, but you guys have to pay the shipping.
Can we do PayPal?
Oh, I don't do PayPal. Unless Bad Rock could set something like that up.
Well, he better figure it out, I'll tell you that.
If we do PayPal, we'll do it right now.
Okay, well,
because that's the only account Doc's allowed to use. Because Karen's like a stripper pole.
Yeah. No, she's gonna. What's his Visa charge?
He probably has like a quarter mil in PayPal.
Hey,
just hiding.
It's angry money.
It's angry money.
Well, let me read my Visa card to you over the air. It's 5188.
This.
What are other good stripper songs? Dr. Feelgood's over.
Oh,
Britney Cherry Spears
Pie
song.
Oh, Cherry Pie's a good one.
Dirty.
What's the Bon Jovi song?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, exactly.
No, that's Def Leppard, and no, I couldn't find it. I don't have it. That's the first thing I went for was Pour Some Sugar on Me. I thought that's like the stripper song, right?
Vanna, what song did they play at the class you took?
At the where?
Didn't you take
at
a class?
Oh, the class. I thought you said something else. this lady, she was kind of like hippie-ish, so she actually just played like all this African kind of music, but it was still fun.
That'd get me hot.
What, you mean like
African music gets Doc hot?
Oh, yeah.
You mean like 50 Cent, or what are you talking about?
No, it was just like some kind of bongo, like tambourine kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do think that Karma Electra has some kind of like music thing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Vanna, number one! Get your dollars out, gentlemen! Don't be stingy.
On the main stage!
Up on the main stage! Vanna! Man, do I love strip clubs.
Too busy bitching.
And apparently JP loves Warrant because he knows the song.
I had my mom buy this for me at a truck stop when we were driving down to LA once.
Yeah.
And I was like 12. And she rocked it in her car.
Your mom?
Yeah. I was listening to Cherry Pie with my mom. Only now do I realize how fucking wrong that was.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, on the main stage, Chad's mom. Oh. Yeah. Don't be stingy, fellas. Chad's gotta eat.
No, it should be
Monique. Stage three.
Bon Jovi wanted dead or alive.
Is that a stripper song?
Oh yeah. Oh, they crawl and slither, and it's nice.
But $165 pretty cheap for a stripper pole, right, Doc?
I said, if you can get it on PayPal, we'll get it right now.
But we can't do it on PayPal, man.
Guess we don't get a stripper pole.
Damn it.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to a strip club in a long time. We should get Ralph back on the phone.
I thought it's Woodall who knows, not Olson.
No, it's Olson. Olson's the dude.
No, it's Woodall.
No.
Really?
I swear to God.
Because I talked to Woodall about it, too.
Well, it's Woodall, maybe, too, but for a fact, it's Ralph Strip Pole Olson.
That's his
name. Dude is like the strip club king.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Gentlemen.
Right after the show, we're going down to the Pacheco Strip Club.
Oh, God, awful.
You mean the BART station?
Get your dollars ready.
We felt this on the slime dance.
Get your dollars.
It's Bad Rock. Taking off his pants for you.
The Shooter Cowboy.
I got some nice visions in my head for that.
You know what's
bad
really
rock,
funny?
The Bad Cowboy.
Zymer just has been ringing me on Skype every 3 seconds. He just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. Hang in there, tough guy. Doc likes your beer, though, but we're busy right now.
I'm having a second one.
We're having...
What beer is this?
Having stripper it's talk. Like
Doc's Grand Doc. Motley Crue.
Hey, what's your best-selling item, Vanna?
Anal beads?
Actually, my best-selling item isn't really even toys. It's pure satisfaction.
What's that?
So you guys will have to visit my website to hear about that. But it's definitely my number one best-selling product.
We'll give you a plug.
Let's get give us the hard sale, if you'll forgive the use of the term.
www.
Am I really allowed to?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
It's internet. You do what you want.
Doc just said you could, so you can.
I'll stop you if it gets too crazy. Go ahead.
All right. They say that 70% of women need clitoral stimulation to achieve orgasm.
Yeah.
So it's a cream that women put on the clitoris so that they can achieve orgasm during sex.
I thought 100% of them needed that.
Yeah. I don't know. They say 70. And then it also gets women in the mood. It, like, heightens their libido, gets them in the mood, gives them, like, they have a little itch they need to scratch as soon as they put it on.
I see.
So it's like, well, I'll tell you what. I don't need that.
It's like a roofie and a cream is what you're saying.
Can you just slip it to them, like,
accidentally?
Oops. Sorry. I just bumped into you.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, so www what?
Yeah, what's your site?
Oh, it's really long. It's NikkiPetromala.yourpassionconsultant.com.
How the hell you ever get any traffic with that?
Why can't you say, like, hey, toys by me?
I know. I need to talk to Bub and see if he can get me a
Oh, that's your problem right there.
A little better domain name?
You just get a short one and you can direct it to that huge one. And,
how about Toys by Vanna?
Yeah.
Can we stop the web talk and go back to the clitoral satisfaction?
I'm trying to help a sister out here.
Yeah,
she's
but
helping
I'm trying,
us out.
I'm trying to hear about clitoral satisfaction.
You're talking
about
web design.
Buy the cream, JP. That's okay. What you need to know.
All right. Thank you.
Zymer just is getting anxious. All right, okay. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I have to hang up on Vanna and go to Zymergist.
That's just wrong.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Vanna.
All right, we might be... Hey, tell Bad Rock to figure that PayPal thing out so we can buy a stripper pole.
All right. I think I just looked over his shoulder, and he looks like he's on there now. So
he's working on it right now.
I love that.
All right, very good. Thank you, my dear.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Good night. All right, so Zymy, Doc liked your beer, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh, excellent!
I'm having a number two.
He's having his second one.
Second
I liked
one.
It too. It was nice. Do you have anything bad to say about it that he needs to fix? Nothing, right?
Nah, it's got a nice
it's young.
But yeah. It may be a little overly sweet, but the sourness really balances that out, though. So I'm not going to complain
kind of like
about
a sweet
that.
Tart.
What's this other one?
It's kind of like a sweet tart.
Yeah.
Just exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Thanks for making that. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thought of you when I made that.
And why would that be?
Because I was stirring the boil with
a
femur.
Sweet and sour guy.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to take me.
Good beers, Naimi.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
I had to look hard for that mug for you, brother.
It's too small.
It's a little mug.
I'll never get hammered on that.
All right, no inside conversations here, boys.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to bore the listeners to death. All right, it's great beers, Naimi.
What else are you guys drinking?
I think I got a Red Seal in front of me, and we still got some other home brews in front of us, and that's about it.
Well, tell Shat that because he broke that one for Schumann, I'm going to send Schumann another one personally.
Oh, I appreciate the Schumann will like
two
that.
In case Shat breaks that.
Where's Schumann anyway?
He just came in, just went back out.
Oh. Isn't it like karaoke night for Schumann? Doesn't he go to karaoke every Sunday
does,
now?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he's come in here.
He's
for
real
a little
creepy
bit.
Like that. Like,
yeah, he just took off.
Is he off to karaoke? We can call him and find out where it is. You want to go to karaoke?
Yeah, I'd like to go see that.
Yeah, I won't post the archive tonight.
I'd be there.
I'm going to karaoke instead.
Just to watch.
He's like into it though. He goes and he like sings a bunch.
See, the people who do that are creepy. Like the times I've been
they
to
bring their
karaoke,
own tape. They bring
yeah,
their
yeah
own
he
tape.
Doesn't yeah. do that yet, but he says there are people there.
They're dudes like a couple dive bars will have it, so I'll go and have a drink and there'll be karaoke and
you're only
dudes,
there for the dive bar.
Yeah. Some dudes have bring like harmonicas and shit. And so people will be up there singing and they'll just walk up and start like playing their harmonica in the background of the song. It's like, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
You're a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouth organ.
It's karaoke people are creepy.
I was staying at a hotel and I decided to go down to have a drink in the bar.
Yeah.
Like my usual thing, get the kids in bed.
Yeah.
I'm going down to the bar and they had this whole big karaoke thing and people come up there without, I want to do this song. Oh, cool. The guy, the MC dude, he's, you know, over the top.
Yeah.
The guy just hands him a tape. I didn't know you could do that, but okay.
Yeah, you bring your own, man.
And some of them are really, really good. Really creepy, well, hey, but really good.
Yeah.
Is Sully still there?
No, Sully wasn't here tonight. No.
No Sully.
Oh, I could have sworn I saw him online earlier.
He was online.
He's probably hanging out online, yeah.
You can do that in his sick bed.
I got to take another break. I forgot. I haven't played all our sponsor spots yet tonight.
Oh, man.
It's like 9 o'clock and we're still taking a break.
I got to pee.
Yeah, I got to pee, too.
But we don't even have anything else to do.
Just
where's the Piss Boy at?
Who? What are you talking about?
Piss Boy.
Are you
guys don't have a Piss Boy?
You ever seen History of the World Part 1?
It's been a while.
Piss Boy.
It's been a long time.
Wait for the shakes.
Hey,
I'm just
commercial it.
All right. Thanks, Amy. We'll catch you later, brother.
I have no shame. But don't forget to do try Sully's beer. Get Sully in there. Drag his bald-headed ass in there and have some of his beer. That beer I made for him was very special.
Okay.
I brewed that at Hop Madness. And
you didn't break that one, did you, Chad?
It's the Bum Rush Hop Madness next year.
All right. All right, man.
Get all the hops you can get.
We will.
Get it.
Free.
All right. Later.
Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye, bitches.
Poor guy, like, beat up his daughter to get on the phone there. Quick break.
She shouldn't have had his earphones anyway.
Yeah.
It's a weird show.
I think we should not post this on the, you know, just cut out the interviews. And cut everything else out.
I got a strong mind to make this two episodes tonight. Like I'm cut because the other part was so good.
Now
we're going.
No, you're not. You're talking.
That's what you do when you have the segue music.
Yeah, Doc.
You talk over it.
Obviously, you talk over it. You don't let him talk.
Obviously, you're not on CBS radio.
Like JP.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We'll be right back. It's still the session.
You're listening to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Did you know that every day a brewcaster goes to bed hungry? Did you know that that brewcaster is silently calling for the help of people just like you? Do you know that every day the unicorn and the rainbow have to blow sailors for loose change? For less than the cost of a half-calf, quad-shot, venti, extra-hot, soy milk, triple-pump, hazel, low-fat foam, double-cupped macchiato a day, you can help starving adults in Pacheco. Your love can be felt for as little as 7 cents a day. Visit thebrewingnetwork.com/donate to sign up today for as little as $2 a month. Private first class in the BN Army. Buy your way up the ranks as corporal, sergeant, ranger, or colonel with an easy-to-do monthly donation that keeps Brewcasters alive and your favorite internet radio station broadcasting. No donation is too small to help those in need. Can't you find it in your heart to share your love with a Brewcaster? In return, you will enjoy the wealth of knowledge that comes with every episode of The Session, The Jameel Show, and yes, even that other show. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for your donation at thebrewingnetwork.com/donate today.
Valley Brewing Company is Stockton's premier microbrewery and family restaurant in the heart of Stockton, California, just off the Miracle Mile. Brewmaster Steve Altamari crafts a full array of award-winning ales and specialty beers, from their classic English mild London Tavern Ale to their Abbey Quadruple Decadence 12, and everything in between. And the best part is, Valley Brewing will soon be distributing their handcrafted beers, so you don't have to visit California to try them. Check your local retailer in the coming months for fresh arrivals from California's Central Valley and get a taste of one of California's oldest brewing traditions. To find out more about Valley Brewing's historic past, their select of beers, or family-friendly restaurant, visit them online at valleybrew.com or come on by and sample the beer at 157 West Adams Street in Stockton, California. Valley Brewing Company. With honesty and integrity, they offer great beer and a fun family atmosphere that you're gonna love.
What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly up here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer!
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 Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
I can remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends. Drink till you're fat. Stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. If we get fat, I'll drink to that. As we sing once more.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Set my belly out to here.
Beer.
Golly, I adore it.
Beer.
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Beat it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer.
The most wonderful drink in the world.
Hooray!
Coming this fall.
Four beer kits and a bag of sanitizer? That would be $4,000 for shipping.
Never! I won't pay more than $20 for shipping.
Ha ha ha! You will not find a deal like that now. Northern Brewers' flat rate shipping promotion is finished.
No! I'll never pay that much! Never!
My patience wears thin, young home brewer. You must pay too much for shipping.
Never fear! Northern Brewer's here!
Foolish Northern Brewer! Your flat rate shipping promotion has ended!
No, sir. Now we got $7.99 flat rate shipping all the time over here.
Northern Brewer has all of your home brewing, wine, mead, cider, and soda making needs. And a complete line of award-winning beer kits, including the intergalactically boozy Bourbon Barrel Porter. Still with cheap-ass shipping. Place an order at northernbrewer.com and get some flat rate $7.99 shipping action. Offer good in contiguous U.S. only. Some heavy and or bulky items are excluded, such as glass bottles, sacks of grain, bulk DME, and oak barrels.
Take that, guy. $7.99 flat rate shipping.
Ah, my retina!
Retina? Damn near killed ya.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator.
Yeah. I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to
The Session.
What have you gotten out of a vial of White Labs yeast?
WLP001, Cal Ale, baby.
23, Burton Ale.
008, East Coast Ale.
Cal Common, WLP810.
It's going to be WLP400 with beer.
I got a sweet hoodie for my vial.
Huh?
White Labs, your source for great brewer's yeast, would like to invite all homebrewers to join the White Labs Customer Club. Redeem your empty vials for great White Labs merchandise and products. Free yeast, glassware, t-shirts, baseball caps, sweatshirts, polo shirts, and you won't believe what you'll get for 5,000 vials. Members also receive a newsletter packed with White Labs updates and facts, interviews with professional brewers, brew your own clone recipes, beercook.com recipes, and customer club stories. The White Labs Customer Club. Save your vials and get in the club. White Labs. It's all in the vial.
And now back to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters.
On the Brewing Network.
Interesting that the only thing that settled me down was stripper talk.
It did, didn't it?
Now I'm fine again. Everything, I feel like it was a good show.
Everything's good in the world.
Do you notice that they always have the same perfume? Like, there's a stripper perfume that's universal.
Oh, yeah.
Eau de whore.
I thought they all just wore the same clothes. They got a bit of a big bin in the back.
That's why they all have gonorrhea.
All right.
It's because of you.
Oh.
I was reminded by one of our listeners, Michael, that I didn't do feedback.
Hey, can you do feedback, Justin? You didn't do feedback.
I'll give you feedback. That's a big thing in our work now, is this whole corporate meetings we've been doing. And, if you want to tell someone how they're doing or what you think they're doing, you go, can I give you some feedback? I want to slap people when they say that.
Were you instructed to use those terms?
Yeah, we're strongly encouraged.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently the way I tell someone that they've not done a good job, or I want to tell them something, is not appropriate for
the workplace.
Yeah,
because you're a dick.
Yeah. But I don't lie about it, and I don't pull any punches.
Yeah, but sometimes
it's
that's
your delivery,
not enough.
Dude.
I know, totally. But it's people go, hey, can I give you some feedback? No.
Yeah.
Just tell me, just say, hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Don't be a corporate douche.
Well, I don't know. It's a nice gesture. It's just being personable. You have a problem with being personable.
No, this is what I have a problem with.
You don't like people touching it.
Not to get deep into it, but I have a problem with people faking being personable. And that's what these managers things do, is they make you fake it. They go, if you go, can I give you some feedback? You don't really mean that. You're not trying to
sort of mean it.
Well, yeah, but it's just, I don't know. It's like,
they're just giving you a different tool to make your job easier.
Uh-huh. Listen, Doc apparently has worked for a corporation before.
Yeah.
I've taken those classes.
I don't know. I think,
horrid.
Don't be so negative about it. It's not so bad. It's giving you tools to communicate.
Well, I don't know. I think it's being manipulative and faking it.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
You'd rather be like straightforward and crass?
Yeah, just straight. Tell me.
Well, but really, the only difference is one sentence. So how does that make it fake?
If I didn't like the way you came into late, like you came into work late.
Okay? Yeah.
Hey, Justin, can I give you some feedback? And you go, why? Certainly, of course. And I go, okay. When you come in late, it really makes the team feel devalued because it's just this horse crap.
Well, have to say lies after that.
No, but
when they ask you, can I give you some feedback, you say, is this going to make me a better person or is it just to make you feel better?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I would say that gets me in trouble.
But that's a good answer.
I need to work for Doc.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Can you imagine working for Doc?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to work for Doc. I bet you Doc's a big asshole to work for.
I know.
To be quite honest.
But I respond well with that.
I think he's a great employer, and I'm sure he takes good care of you because he's a good dude. But he's so serious in there. I bet he's a douche to work for.
I'm not happy around. Like, I'm not the happy guy I am around here.
Yeah.
No. But that's what I respond to. Because, whatever.
Well, then we'd be like, Doc, can we offer you some feedback?
Doc, can I give you some feedback?
No.
Well, Doc and I have had very short conversations about going into business together. And they're very short because we agree on one thing. It is too fun to work together right now to put any strain on that. And
we'd be having fun not making any money.
Yeah, as soon as money's involved, then all of a sudden it's like, what? You know, you didn't do this, or this didn't, and we're like, fuck that.
And if you had any arguments on the air, it'd be like, Justin be like, Doc, what do you think about this beer? He's like, I don't like it. And Justin's like, well, this is about that tax problem we had in our other job, isn't it?
I'm so angry about that, and I'm not going to like anything you say.
Yeah. So, nanny, nanny, poo, poo.
It's kind of like when you have a fight with your girlfriend, and they're like, I don't like this. And I'm like, this is about the abortion, isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
So I didn't take it to the hospital afterwards. So yeah. What?
So I offered a coat hanger, and you weren't happy about that.
I have to cut this portion of the show.
It really, I think they just went over the line.
Well, the thing is, like, the early portion of the show, the two interviews were so great, I want both of those companies to be able to reference this program.
Right.
Since they've gotten off the phone, it's gone into strippers and abortions. I don't really know how I can keep it as one.
Nope.
Like, how are they going to be able to reference their clients to this program?
Listen to the whole show. Yeah. Or only listen to the first hour from, you know, one part to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've got mail.
Yeah. All right, let me do the feedback. This guy says, I was reading this month's Mother Earth news. And then he says, no, I'm not a tree-hugging fag. But I think you kind of are a closet tree-hugging sissy boy, if you put it that way.
Well, read on.
He says, but there was an article about the craft homebrew revolution that's happening in America. So he thought it was interesting. I should check it out. While they did not mention the BN, it was nonetheless a well-written article in a semi-mainstream magazine. And I'm glad he points it out because I have recently decided as far as beer publications go, if we don't get mentioned, they're shit. I don't want to read any of it. I only want to read things that the Brewing Network gets mentioned in. I don't care what it's about.
Well, the new beer magazine that I mentioned last time.
Did they mention us?
Of course they did.
That's why I like them.
Oh, yes.
What
do no wrong.
What's the magazine again?
Beer.
I love beer.
It's actually a really good magazine.
It's a great magazine.
It is.
It's my favorite. I love it.
Everybody ought to, I subscribe now, so.
Me too.
You should too.
Right. On another note, I'm slowly making my way through the archives and finished the Frugal Cheap Bastard show, and I wanted to know if there was ever a contest on who was able to brew the cheapest batch possible, or are there any plans to do so? Other than that, I think the show's great. Keep up the good work. That's Bill from New Hampshire. No, we had never done a contest like that. It's not a bad idea, but I don't know. Who cares, right? Does anybody really...
Cheap can you do it? You still got to buy all your stuff. Unless you like...
Well, I think that's the thing, because you can make, like, prison beer, right? And then it's real cheap. You know?
You have to have a toilet for that.
All you got to do is blow some guy and get an old sock.
I'm in. Me.
Ready.
Didn't Natty Ice corner the market on that anyway?
They might have.
I thought you were talking about, like, making the show separate, or you just going to do that for sure now.
Yeah, well, now that we're doing it, I figure, what the hell? I don't know. I don't know if I want to have a whole contest on the cheapest beer thing. I think it's a good idea, actually, Bill. I think that's would be funny. I don't know. I don't know, Bill. I'll pass it along to Chad, Bill.
Bill, can I give you some feedback?
Yeah. JV, would you like to give Bill some feedback? Yeah. All right. This guy writes in, he says, guys, with the cans, everything is great except for the link between aluminum and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I don't want to get that, so isn't that a strong argument for bottles? And that's from Brett. Brett, you know, first of all, they're not my cans. They're sponsors' cans. I'm not making the cans.
Oh, those cans.
So you're barking up the wrong tree. And second, I think, in all honesty... The lining that they now have in aluminum cans,
yeah, they have a liner,
has really quelled any of this whole Alzheimer's connection.
First off, I told my wife I really wasn't looking at those cans.
Yeah.
Or I don't remember looking at those cans.
Yeah. And I certainly didn't touch them.
And no, I don't remember touching those cans. So maybe it is Alzheimer's.
Right.
But they are specially lined cans now. But on the same token, those liners got to have some micro pores in them or some spots where it didn't cover all the can.
So are we still getting Alzheimer's from cans, Doc, in your opinion?
What?
There you go.
I don't know. Apparently
that's all
we
I
are.
Have to say about that, Brett.
Apparently we are because Sully keeps forgetting to come into the show.
Was he supposed to be here today? Let's see. There's a question. Hey, gents, have a Belgian question for you. This is from an Aussie, Australian dude. A mate at work is off to Amsterdam and Belgium while we're on Christmas holiday here in Australia. I'm trying to get him to bring back some West Vleteren for me. What's the best means of transporting this back to Australia from Northern Europe? What would you advise?
Up your colon.
It's not contraband.
You want to make sure you get it over here?
That's the best way.
And that it's cushioned?
Up your bum, no babies. That's how you got to do it.
Make sure it's not a can. You'll get Alzheimer's.
Yes.
You get colon Alzheimer's.
Your butt will forget
how to poo.
Put it in a sock. Put it in a plastic bag so it doesn't leak. And you know, if it's personal stuff, they'll let you have it. You're not going to bring it back over here to sell.
Yeah.
So you're probably okay with it, as long as it doesn't leak.
And it has to go under the plane because you're not allowed to bring liquid on carry-ons
anymore.
Right,
and you can get depressurized, and I've had beer-smelling clothes before. So
hence the plastic bag.
Yeah, hence the plastic bag. But if it's... Oh. I mean, they'll even let you come over with, you know, small amounts of Cuban cigars and stuff, as long as it's not, you know, like 10 boxes that you're going to sell or something.
Right, right. So you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, like the shows, wishes he can listen, but it's on Monday morning in Australia, and he's a teacher, and he says they tend to frown on listening to beer shows while the kids are working.
But did he mention me?
He did not.
Oh, damn. No. Let's go to the next one, then.
All right. That's it, actually.
Oh,
he did
on.
Have one other question. It was a really slow feedback week. I mean, there was some, you know what all the feedback's been for the last week and a half is complaints about the book. The classic styles book.
Oh, because it's like a recipe book?
Yeah, it's riddled with... No, it's riddled with, like, where's my book? I didn't get my book.
Okay, when you get the book, shut the hell up. You'll like it? Fine.
Yeah.
No, I got mine.
Yeah. I even had a guy yell at me that he didn't get his book. He didn't even order a book. I had to look at him up. I'm like, dude, he didn't order a book.
Jay-Z was saying, you know, on Amazon, people are having, like, they put the comments on Amazon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where he was like, this is just a recipe book.
Yeah. Did the title give it away, jackass? Brewing Classic Styles, 80 recipes, 80 award-winning recipes that anyone could brew.
So,
Dick.
They're good recipes.
Don't mess that up, Chad.
I thought that was kind of, it's just a recipe book.
Did Chad pass out?
No, he stole my personalized book to get his greasy mitts all over.
What did Jamil write to you?
I thought the book was already a little greasy.
I can't read it out loud.
Is it personal?
It's a personal thing. Yeah, you know, the guy opened his heart to me. Yeah.
Well, we open our hearts to the listeners.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what he wrote in mine.
So. Really?
Nope.
You can't talk about what he wrote in yours either?
It was very nice.
You guys are a bunch of fags.
Because he didn't write it for you, did he?
He didn't even give me a signed copy.
Oh, dang.
Well,
no, he did. He gave me one. It was a defective one. He gave me the one that, like, got all bashed up and got, like, coffee spilt on it before it ever got there. That was my copy.
That was coffee?
What a jerk.
It's kind of fitting, though, because you are bashed up and have coffee stains. And
yeah, he wrote nice things to me. He wrote, you're the largest white man I know, and I owe everything to you, and, you know...
So, on.
Wait, he wrote that in my book, too.
Shit. Are you kidding me?
So I guess
Chad's going to...
So I guess my book wasn't that personal either.
Yeah.
Is there a bunch of feelings in JP's?
A lot of feelings here.
Fucking feelings.
Unbelievable.
Bunch of feelings.
Hey, they're nice when they come from Jamil.
JP's the guy who I spent 2 minutes talking about feelings a week ago on the show, and he tries to shut the whole thing down. It's too sentimental. Now all of a sudden, you get some feelings written to you, and oh, I can't talk about it. It's very important.
We have a phone call.
JP's all mellow. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Icky are
going
to
hang.
Oh,
by the way, we have a phone call.
Oh, Bad Rock. You got that PayPal set up, man?
I got it all set up, man.
Dude, we can order our stripper pole right
Excellent.
Now. Excellent.
We're there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know shit about PayPal, but I think I got it all set up, so.
Nice.
Well, she's going to go to some Al-Qaeda satellite group or something.
I don't care as long as I get my stripper pole. I don't care who gets paid.
How fast is your shipping over there, Bad Rock?
You know.
Be faster to drive it out here?
No, I was going to say, I don't know what the turnaround would be. Probably about 10 days.
Oh, well, that could work, because here's what we got. Here's what I'm looking at. We got two shows left in the year. And I'd like to see Bevo in a Santa outfit stripping on that thing by our last show, which is not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. So if we order tonight, you know, can we get that thing quick?
You know what? I will pay the expedited shipping so that you can have it by that show.
I was thinking it would just give us yours.
Yeah, you guys must have one.
You know, I don't have one. I'm actually jealous of you.
Your wife goes to stripper class, and you don't put in a stripper pole.
There's something wrong there.
Well, there is, but I've been brewing and doing all kinds of home improvements.
Oh, I've been busy with the boys. I couldn't put in a stripper pole for my hot wife.
I got the coolest wife in the world, and I totally walk all over. It's horrible.
Prioritize, my friend.
Okay, you're mashing for 60 to 90 minutes. That's prime stripper pole time. Yeah. Don't tell me you're brewing, buddy.
But the neighbors get all jealous, and it's ugly. So,
or you don't have to put it in the front window.
It's on the roof.
Or maybe you do.
Yeah. He's got it next to the chimney.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to move it out for the Christmas tree.
All right, will you send me a link? Email me a link so I can go find it and we can order it tonight. We'll order by the time we get off the air.
Sounds good, bud.
Thanks, Bad Rock. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, it's
all right, later.
All right, so that's all the feedback, and that's it for tonight, everybody. I know everyone's going to be pissed, but I really think I'm making this a two-part archive.
You probably should.
Yeah. I really want those two companies to be able to reference their information. It's great information, and then we go strippers and Schumann.
I feel so bad about that.
Yeah.
You know how many guys have thrown in the towel when they've gone Schumann? They go, I can't go back.
Yeah.
Couldn't you at least put the reviews for the homebrew? That's only after we got strippers and things.
Yeah, see, that takes editing, like real editing.
And you'll be at the stripper bar.
Yeah, aren't we going to the Pacheco Strip Club right now?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'll see what I can do. I'll just put them both up there. I'm just going to label, like, part two, do not listen to part two. You know, unless you happen to like strippers.
BN Army only.
Yeah. I have to do two endings right now, too. I have to say two different things. Oh, thank you very much. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be all professional, and then I got to say, fucking strippers and shit.
That's professional.
Professional strippers.
Stay tuned for.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
For the record, we don't have Drunk of the Week, by the way.
No one even tried.
Gee.
People are hammered in the chat room.
Are they?
Yeah, and they go, is anyone get Drunk of the Week? I think they're so drunk they're not even calling in for Drunk of the Week.
Call in, come on, you got two minutes.
No, that's it. We're out.
One, two.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hope you got some good information about strippers and also about hops and malt. Thanks very much to Ralph Olson from Hop Union and Ian Ward from Brewer Supply Group. Great job, you two, doling out some really good information that we all needed. No more myths and legends. You heard it all here. Here first, like always, folks. Stay tuned to the Brewing Network. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you next week where we're talking about building a brew house, like a dream brew house. You know, talking about the good stuff. Also, don't forget to go to our store. You can get a bunch of stuff like books and shirts and
stripper
stuff.
Poles.
I got hoodies coming in soon. And please use our donate page. You can now sign up for recurring donations. It's a piece of cake, and it starts at like $2 a month, which, that's cheap. That's nothing. That's like the cost of Schumann giving you a happy ending.
It's not even lunch.
Yeah.
It's not even that happy of an ending.
Yeah, for $2. So, do all those things to support us because it helps out. No, I'm not taking that call.
You're not taking that call?
Is it a chick?
Yes.
You're lying.
Ooh, it's a lady.
Who? What?
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Our lady's name.
Cherished up, yeah, you know what I am talking about. But don't you give me that American crew.